Turn your radio on.
This is a download from Triple J.
Australia's national youth network. On radio,
on TV,
and online.
For more music, current affairs, comedy, and culture.
Triplej.net.au.
And now,
Robbie,
Marie, and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Who's that, Doctor?
Yeah, Lindsay, who's that? I'll give you a clue.
It's Leslie Feist, thank you very much. Feist on Triple J.
Copper glimpse.
With Mushroom. Excuse me, Brendan, I don't want everyone... I don't want you to be drawn into this torrid world that Robbie and Marika painted of what goes on in my mind. I did not look down Feist's top when we interviewed her. These two did accidentally.
You did.
And because I didn't, suddenly I'm lumped into this crazy Benny Hill-esque world.
He regrets it anyway.
I'm sure doth protesting too much is par for the course now that we've got a Shakespearean actor in.
Yeah. Welcome back. Last time we spoke to you, you were a bit nervous about learning all these lines for Hamlet. And you were also just about to put your own play on Reuben Guthrie.
Reuben Guthrie, yes.
The reviews came out. All pretty good.
Yeah. I hadn't had a good review for quite a while, so I was ready. I welcomed them with open arms. Yeah, Reuben Guthrie's been wonderful down there at the Belvoir. It's sold out, and Toby's put in the marbles.
People have been calling in from Darwin, Alice Springs, Perth, Broome, all over the place, Hobart. When's it going to tour?
Look, hopefully, it will in the future. We're hoping it's one of those plays that feels like it needs to talk to more people. And the issue of binge drinking being so popular right now, and me having done so much research on the topic, I think that the play deserves to travel.
Are you still not drinking?
No, I'm not. Drink in Denmark. You know what I mean? No, I don't.
Don't you?
Well, I don't. Hamlet doesn't. No.
Doesn't he? Mm. Now we did talk about this last time we were in, but part of the reason you'd given up the booze was so you're trying to save just a few of your brain cells to learn the lines for Hamlet. How many words do you have to learn?
I've got 1,495 lines.
Dude, that's just amazing.
Which is about as many as the lead character Toby in Reuben Guthrie does during the course of the show.
The advertising executive. How's it going?
Yeah, marvellous. Well,
do you want to give us a couple of lines?
Sure. I was hoping that you'd try and catch me on the spot, and I'd actually know my lines.
You just lean over.
No, we tried that last time, and it didn't work because you didn't know them. We do want to embarrass you again, just in case you didn't.
No, I tell you what we can do. If you have ever acted in an amateur version of Hamlet, and you remember some of the lines, either maybe as one of the other characters, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Any character from the first half.
Okay. Yeah. Give us a call this morning, 1-300-055-536.
About line 700.
Yeah.
Brendan Cowell is going to test it. I heard your voice on a certain car advertisement recently as well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I really like that car.
Canyonero.
1-300-055-536. We're also going to catch up with the two lovely young folk.
That's right, Astrid and Ellie, who are aspiring Brendan Cowles in their own school productions.
As Brendan Cowles slurps on his tea this morning.
He's been newly prefixed by the Oregonian, the vaguely Ewan McGregor-like Brendan Cowles.
Oh, really?
Oh, how do you feel about that, Brendan?
The Oregonian, it's a newspaper from Oregon, I'm guessing, they've done a review of Noise, your movie, which is now showing all across America.
What do they say?
I haven't clicked on it yet.
All right.
Did I click on it?
I'll take that. He's allegedly quite a handsome man.
Who else do you get compared to?
Bo Campbell from Front End Loader.
Yeah, I get a little bit of Bernard Fanning, which I don't mind at all. Mm. I've got no problems. But I also get Bud Bundy from Married with Children. So that one's tough.
It's better than Ted Bundy.
Now, speaking of TV, I saw your girlfriend on the Logies red carpet on the telly on Sunday night.
Take it easy.
No, I didn't see you there.
What's that?
Didn't see you there.
Yeah, I was having a year off. I mean, I don't know. The Logies, they were desperate to have me there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I just want to give everyone else a chance.
What do people do voiceovers for car ads? Do they get an invitation?
That's what I was nominated for, as voice of a car ad.
They didn't want you to host and show your bottom like you did at those other awards.
No, I don't know why.
Surprising.
If you'd won the best voiceover in the car ad, Daryl Summers would have just picked up the Logie anyway.
Anyway.
Taking it home.
I know.
Hello, Pippa on the Gold Coast.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Now, you're in Year 12?
I was in Year 12 a few years ago.
Oh, okay, and that's when you did Hamlet. Were you actually the major character?
I was Hamlet. We had to do a soliloquy from Hamlet.
Stop it. Which one?
Well, all, I can only remember the one line from it, which was up sword and know now a more horrid hent.
Up sword
and know thou a more horrid hent.
Come on, Brendan. Yes. Take
when he is
there.
Drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, at gaming, swearing, or about some act that has no relish of salvation in it, then trip him that his heels may kick at heaven and his damned soul may be as black as hell whereto it goes.
Oh, all right.
That was great. That was like Love Will Keep Us Together from Captain and Tennille. It was like the Captain and Tennille of the Shakespearean world.
See,
you know
to me
I'm
it
saying?
Sounded like Greg the Stop Sign by Tism. Yeah. At least Greg the Stop Sign rhymes.
Hey, thanks, East Peeper.
No worries.
Well done.
Cheers.
Are you available through June at the Opera House?
Do you have a prompter?
No, I don't. I have an understudy, but I don't have a prompter.
So they don't have like a little TV audio or anything like that?
Isn't it traditionally in theatre someone with a little clipboard who has a very loud whisper? Yeah.
I think in the movies in the 50s. I think.
Really? That was the last time I went to the theatre, clearly.
We used to have a prompter when I used to do school musicals, when I was at school age and was doing Oliver and
But for school kids, of course, you'd want a prompter because kids would shit themselves, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, we used to have one of the guys used to do a lot of the musicals that I was in was a real prick. When he'd forget his lines, he'd just look at you as if you... I was Tommy Gillis in the music man. I'd come out and do my line and he'd forget it and then just look at me as if...
Like, fool.
What a bastard.
Hey, we've got Astrid, I believe. Hello, Astrid.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good.
Now, you are playing the harem girl in Aladdin for... Which year are you in?
Six.
In year six.
It's a 5-6 musical.
Okay, all right. So you're the old ones. Now, how's it all going?
We're up to, like, trying out our costumes and practicing in our school hall.
What's your costume like, Astrid?
I haven't got mine yet. I think I'm getting it this week sometime.
Do you know what colour it is or what it's going to look like?
Yeah, I saw another school doing it. I think it's pink and white.
Nice combination.
Well, that's pretty good. And how are all the dance routines coming together?
They're doing okay, yeah.
Have you got any tips for Brendan? Because he's a little bit behind you. He's nowhere near the dress rehearsal stage of his play. Have you learnt anything during the process that you reckon you could pass on to Brendan?
Don't be scared to just do your best.
Right.
Yeah.
Just let it happen, or just kind of, you know, just go for it. What are you saying?
Just go for it.
Oh, okay. No, that's really great advice. So I'm going to do that.
Now, Astrid, do you have any questions for Brendan?
Yeah. When I'm doing the real thing or practicing, do I sing extra loud or do I sing as the rest of the group, like as loud as the rest of the group?
That is a really good question. See, this is pretty much every actor has a different opinion. My opinion is always be louder than everybody else. And you know, you don't have many friends at the end of the night, but that does it. Who cares? You were louder.
Yeah, they're not there to make friends.
They're not your real friends.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's right.
Hey, Astrid, have you been learning some of the songs?
Sort of.
Can you give us just a line or two from one of the songs?
I can give you my line.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Aladdin's just stolen some bread, and I say, oh, it's sad, Aladdin's hit the bottom, he's become a one-man rising crime.
Whoa. That's a good line.
Like
that. Judgmental.
That's marvellous. And just really go for that on the night.
Loud. Just think volume, Astrid.
Do you have to sing it, Astrid?
Yeah.
Can you sing it for us?
Oh, it's sad Aladdin's hit the bottom. He's become a one-man rising crime.
Hey, we're going to come back and see how Ellie's going with Mary Poppins up next.
Thanks, Astrid.
See if,
Can I just ask the doctor a quick question?
Oh, sure. Okay, let me take this song back. Yeah.
My little sister wants to know if rubbing the Nulex on your ulcer worked.
I believe there's a disclaimer at the end of every episode of Triple J TV with the doctor. Do not try this at home. Do not try this at school. And don't ever, don't believe anything that happens on the show. It tastes quite nice, though, let me tell you.
Thanks, Astrid.
See you, Astrid.
Okay, bye.
Brendan Cowell is in this morning, though. Time for the weather. And now you've got to do this in the character of Batman, the television series.
Oh, really? Townsville, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Newcastle, holy, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, oh, my God, it's mostly sunny as well, 21.
Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Melbourne, showers, 17. Hobart, windy with showers, 15. Adelaide, possible shower, possibly not, 18. Perth, so far away, clearing shower, 27. Broome, sunny, 35. Ouch. Darwin, sunny, 33. Ouch. Slip, slop, slap, Darwin. Alice Springs, sunny, 25.
You ever played an American in any of your movie roles?
Yeah, I played a retarded hunchback with the limp in Salem's Lot, the Stephen King remake.
Mm. And a listener on SunSmart Superhero.
Yeah, that's right.
According to that weather report.
Hey, good morning, Ellie.
Yes, hello.
Now, you don't have to play an American at all in your play, do you?
No, I don't.
You're in grade 6 as well?
Yes, yeah.
And how's Mary Poppins going?
It's good. It's been really busy.
Has it?
Yeah.
What stage are you up to?
We're at the scene 8, so we're nearly halfway through it.
Yeah, okay.
And how's she looking? Announce it.
Good, good.
Now, you're not playing an American, but you are playing someone very different to yourself. You're playing an old man.
Yep.
How have you gone about getting into the character? Have you been doing character studies, looking at some other old men?
Did you watch Triple J TV on Monday night and watch Robbie Buck hosting?
I knew it was coming.
Have you gotten into character?
Well, it's been pretty frustrating because I find that my voice isn't low enough.
Yeah,
so
right.
So I've just been trying to practice and at home, and my brother keeps looking at me, but...
Does he?
He doesn't understand the creative process.
No.
Do you want to give us a test of your old man voice?
Okay. Morning, Binks. What are these children doing here?
Great.
Can you please get Ellie back on the phone again?
Ellie, have you got any questions for Brendan?
Yeah, I was just wondering, most of us don't have microphones in the actual performance, so we're wondering how we can make our voice more loud without using any microphones.
You can get one of those megaphone things, but if you can't get one of those, what you have to do, it's all about your breathing, and you have to locate what's commonly known as your diaphragm to hit the back wall. So just don't push your voice, but make sure you're feeling it inside your ribs, slow down in your ribs.
Who is your drama teacher, Ellie?
Mrs. Coe.
Has Mrs. Coe, has she given you some exercises like that?
Yes, she has.
What did she say? What did you do?
She's just been saying, like, always look up, and when we turn, we always have to turn to the audience and just having a big voice.
Yeah, that's it, big voice. But make sure it's coming from within, not just from the throat, but from the chest. And really use your body to push it right out there. Just, you've got to hit the back wall, as they say in the game, hit the back wall.
Can you give us just one or two more lines from the old man of Mary Poppins?
Okay. Fiddlesticks, feed the birds. And what do you get? Fat birds. Put your money in the bank, I say, where it will be safe and make more for you.
All right.
Dear.
Hey, Ellie, when's the play open? When's opening night?
I think it's about August, but we're still a long way from production.
Okay, well, we'll be catching up with you and Astrid over the coming weeks with Brendan as well to see how all of your plays are going. So thanks, Ellie.
Okay, thank you.
Breathing, Ellie, breathing.
Bye. Breathe in. The Pigeon Detectives here at Triple J. And this is an emergency.
I was just looking at this. Someone's designed a very, very ambitious tattoo for me to get on Friday. It says Matt designed this amazing menagerie of characters. Like, this would take up a whole back or front. And one of the characters is wearing a Herd t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And there's a scary clown and a bleeding eyeball in a fist.
Mm. And you were hoping for a Feist tattoo. Big tattoo of her can.
Welcome to the breakfast show, Brendan Carr.
Thank you very much. Hey, is there any tattoo that you always wanted to get but not had the guts to get, which then you could offer onto me and live vicariously through my skin?
Yeah, probably just my headshot. Maybe, I don't know. I've got a question mark on my back.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I haven't thought
when
of it.
When did you get that?
I got that in first year of university because I was all, you know, why?
The existential angst of it all.
Yeah, and I wanted people to ask me, why did you get that tattoo? And then I could just stare at them. You know?
It's been a grueling schedule, hasn't it, this Hamlet play?
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan Cowell, thanks heaps for coming in, mate.
Does it worry you that all the questions that anyone had to ask you was about how they could make themselves louder?
Yeah. And well, the thing is, like, as complicated as acting gets, that's pretty much all it's about when it comes down to it.
It is your voice, though, that people do recognise. In fact, Corrine's written in from the text on the text message line, can you keep Brandon talking for the rest of the day? I don't know who Brandon is. He's got the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
Is that from the Pope?
Hey, I could be. Yeah.
Well, hi, Corrine. I really appreciate that. Email me.
Thanks, Brandon. We'll speak to you soon, mate. See how the play's going.